So yesterday, we told you about it this morning, had the opportunity to see some of the home blessings as the folks who end up working their way, sweat equity, getting themselves homes here in Kansas City from Habitat for Humanity. Getting to see that firsthand at about 26th in Brooklyn yesterday for four families is a powerful, it's an awesome thing to see. It's a great thing to watch unfold, knowing, you know, what is happening with the private sector leading the way. Yes, the public sector has involvement, but the private sector leading the way on one home at a time, helping folks get equity and helping them change not just their own future, but their family tree as well in the process. Lindsay Hicks is joining us. She's the Vice President of Development for Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City. She's on KCMO Talk Radio. Lindsay, good morning. You know, just take people through the, and I know it's a long story, but just the basics of how you end up getting to a point like yesterday where you've got Kansas Cityans walking into, in many cases, a home that they now own for the first time in their lives.
So our Wendell Phillips neighborhood is where we were at yesterday for our four home dedication, and that's a purpose-built community that we're doing in partnership with the Urban Neighborhood Initiative. And our hope is that we will acquire and build up to 120 new units in that neighborhood over the next few years. Yesterday was the first four homes that we completed in that project, and it was just amazing to see all of the different donors, volunteers, and most importantly, our homeowners come together and just celebrate their success and see them finally get the keys to their new home.
What is, Lindsay, the goal here? I mean, there's thousands of Kansas Cityans who are looking to get into a home. You guys are doing a great job on the ground trying to make that happen one day at a time. What is the big picture goal for solving the affordable housing issue that Kansas City is facing right now?
I think the most important thing is collaboration. You're seeing so much collaboration now with nonprofit and for-profit developers coming together to just make more holistic change within our community. I know Habitat, obviously we have focused neighborhoods that we work in, but we're working in partnership with so many different developers and community partners so that we can create bigger change and do larger scale development within those communities. Like I said, Wendell Phillips is hopefully 120 to potentially 150 new units or homes touched in that community. And we're also working in the Likens neighborhood in the historic Northeast. And then we just identified a neighborhood in KCK as well that will do a 30-lot acquisition over there. So it really is. It's just coming together, being strategic with your acquisition, and also bringing the right partners to the table to make greater change in our communities.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Lindsay, when you look at, you mentioned the Urban Neighborhood Initiative who granted you, or you can tell me the right word, gifted you guys the land here in Kansas City, Missouri. How much availability is there for projects like this, for lots like that in Kansas City, Missouri, so you guys can come in and efficiently and effectively get in these single family homes and help those in need who also want to help themselves and build up that sweat equity across town?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right now we're actually seeing a lot of lots that are being acquired by for-profit developers. And so the most important thing for us is that we try to be as large in scale as we can with our acquisition of lots. The most important thing and the best thing for our community is that those lots are developed by folks that are actually living in Kansas City. Keeping that local is really important, especially to us here at Habitat. So we acquired them, and you and I, they did a larger scale acquisition of about 98 lots to start with, and they did that through the Homestead Authority, through the Land Bank, and a couple other partners, but they did the initial large scale acquisition, and then we worked with them. We're really working on building a mixed income neighborhood within Wendell Phillips, and so we went to them and just said, we're great partners with you already. Is there an opportunity for us to be the single family builder for the low and moderate income folks that we're trying to bring into this community? And it just was a a great fit and a wonderful partnership.
Lindsay Hicks is joining us from Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City. And Lindsay, I'll end it on this. I mean, Habitat Restore is obviously an organization that I work with, but explain to people how that works. I mean, people go to these restores, they either donate or they buy things from Restore as well, and you got the new one there in Lenexa. But how does that factor into what you guys do in building homes right here in Kansas City for people in need?
Our restores are fantastic. They generate unrestricted revenue for us that we can put back into our communities. So anytime you donate or purchase, shop at our restores, that's just generating unrestricted revenue for us to build more homes and to repair more homes in our target neighborhoods so that our families can live in safe, decent, and affordable homes. So our restores are a fantastic supporter of the work that we do.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I will say, right now we're running our end-of-the-year campaign. Any donation made to Habitat for Humanity through December 31st will be matched up to $50,000. So please consider supporting Habitat through the end of the year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I did not know that. Thank you for mentioning that, Lindsay. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
You bet. That is Lindsay Hicks, Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City, here on KCMO Talk Radio.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.